USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy, or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration, if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. It's day two of deliberations in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. Yesterday, jurors sent the judge a note with questions, including one that asked for him to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Across the nation and across the world, people continue to mourn the loss of Aretha Franklin. The singer died yesterday at the age of 76. A crowd has been outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father had been a pastor, since the news broke yesterday.
Her music and her voice was during that civil rights movement, and that's what touches me.
Her soul, you could feel it, her, you know, the rhythm.
She set the standard for all singers.
Franklin's family is reportedly planning a public memorial service at a Detroit museum, but a date has not yet been set. A Phoenix police officer is shot and wounded while making a traffic stop.
Our officer did return fire. The suspect and our officer were both injured.
That police spokeswoman says the officer is now fighting for his life. President Trump's military parade, which was to be held this November, will now be held next year, according to the Pentagon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One of the busiest airports in the world is now tightening security measures after two people were able to jump fences in the past 2 weeks at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. One of the incidents involved a half-naked man who ran all the way to an aircraft before he was taken into custody. Since then, the airport manager says the airport has added jail-style wiring on the tops and bottoms of all airport fences, which stretch for a total of about 30 miles. Well, it's been 65 days without a peep from the Mars rover Opportunity. NASA believes it shut itself down after it was coated with dust in a dust storm. Tanya Harrison of NASA says the storm was unprecedented.
This is the strongest dust storm that we've ever seen on Mars in the history of observing it, so we had no idea how bad this was going to be and how long it was going to keep Opportunity asleep for.
And she says asleep is the key word, as they expect eventually the dust will come off the rover and its solar panels will charge up again and it will resume communication. And people in the U.S. and most other high-income countries aren't living as long as they used to. A new study finds life expectancy fell in 14 of 18 high-income nations between 2014 and 2015, including the U.S. and Canada, Britain, Germany, and Sweden. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.